This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
BJ and Jay.
All right, let's get to Morgan Wallen. Okay, I will say this. Variety Magazine is trying to put a little, trying to calm down everybody.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that it wasn't intentional. If you don't know what we're talking about, Morgan Wallen, Saturday Night Live, you know it better than I do, Jamie.
Well, then why didn't he make a statement instead of the statement he made? All right, so Morgan Wallen, as you may or may not know, a long time ago, he was supposed to be on Saturday Night Live, but he was seen out partying without his mask on during COVID. Now we look back and it's ridiculous, right? But
yeah.
So the protocol for them was the whole COVID thing. And because the day before his appearance, he was seen without a mask on drinking with friends, they kicked him to the curb. And literally said, you cannot show up. He was real mad about that.
Yep.
Well, now he has a new album out, and my guess is his management, his label, has said, you have the opportunity to go on one of the biggest formats to show some of your new songs. You got to go. This is my guess. I don't know anything. I'm just guessing.
I got you. So
he fulfilled his contractual obligation. He went on Saturday Night Live. He sang two songs. And then as soon as Saturday Night Live was over, as you know, the credits roll, and they all hug each other, and it's really, you know, like that. Moment was, well, he whispered in the host's ear like, hey, have a great one, and then he walked off, just left the whole studio.
Yeah,
didn't even say bye to
back like it at Kenan Thompson. He didn't wave to any of the cast members. No. He just hugged the host, see ya. Didn't even look back, break stride, nothing.
Walked down the stairs of the front of the stage and just left. And then he posted a picture of him on his private jet, and it said, I'm ready,
take me back to God's country.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, everybody reading into this is like that he couldn't stay in New York. He was out of his element, didn't want to be there. People, he didn't like him. I'm getting the hell out of here. That's the way it's been portrayed.
Well, you've been that. You've been like, you know, when you're somewhere fancy, you're like, oh, God.
Yep. Get me out when I'm over at the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fancy place. I go in there.
Dude, I was just there yesterday. Can I tell you
something? Were you there?
Yeah. My plate was dirty. I said,
what?
My plate is dirty.
No.
Let me get back to Morgan.
Okay, sorry.
You had a dirty plate at Olive Garden.
I did.
Okay.
She's like, I'm so sorry that happened. Well, I mean, it was relatable.
Saturday Night
to your story.
Saturday Night Live. All right, were they dissed? A lot of people say they are, and that Morgan Wallen is a jerk for doing it, and others are taking Morgan Wallen's side.
$4.99. I got the five cheese ziti to go.
Well,
that's a good deal.
All right, here's what Variety magazine is saying. So, I think when you add it all up, the way he exited the stage, which I've never seen before, and then the post, I think that he was over New York. Okay, which is no big deal. I'd be over New York too if I were up there for a week auditioning and or playing with these people. All right, so Morgan Wallen's abrupt SNL exit was an oops moment, not meant as a diss toward the cast, according to Variety magazine. That was the way that he exited and entered the studio all week long during rehearsal. And so he wasn't even thinking about being on camera. Once they signed off, he strolled off the way he's done it all week long.
They just brought the extra salad without even asking. That never happens.
Oh my God. Along with the dirty play, yeah, from what I understand. Exactly. Listen, listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's so what do you think, though? You think what? What's your real thought in your gut?
I've gone back and forth, to be honest. Mm. I've been, when I first saw it, I was on board. Yeah, man, stick it to them. Yeah, New York sucks. You know, I went that direction. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, it could have been something that we're just blowing way out of proportion. Like, who really cares?
I thought of something. What about if it's a PR move? Because it's working.
I mean, that is 100% accurate.
And, like, he's a good old boy, like, you know, he's like...
Well, and he's kind of, I mean, he's the country artist that he's kind of known for just doing what he does and just being unapologetically.
Yeah. I think if he had done that, he'd throw in a chair, though.
But listen, but maybe, but because he's known to be a drinker, everybody here has had cocktails before, so you know how you think in your mind, okay, whatever you do, blah, 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 you got to remember... Maybe he was a little drunky, and he's like, all right, well, I'm out of here.
Or maybe he was sober and was, craving a drink.
Maybe that one.
And it's time to get the hell out of here, man. I got to go have a cocktail.
Yep, maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it. Yep. Who knows? I don't know. I know it's getting a lot of publicity this morning.
It is.
And so I don't know what maybe he was over it. Maybe he was so over that cast.
But some people are really, I mean, not liking this move. They said it showed disrespect.
Well, and you can tell, like, the cast members for me, Keenan and that other girl, they were genuinely shocked.
Shocked. Like, they looked at each other like, oh, my God.
Because that was live. It wasn't. They were, like, taken back by it.
Yeah.
And it's also being kind of twisted into political, too.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's America.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he hates. Who is he against right now?
It's a liberal show, according to
the
politics. Yeah. And he's a Republican, and he didn't want to be around those people.
That's probably
in the
exactly
way they
what
acted
it is.
All week.
Yeah.
That's why. Take me back to God's country. So,
we've just given you five different. Yeah, you can go from A, B, C, D, political, whatever you want to, you can just go with dirty plate at over at Olive Garden. Pick any of those you want. Who knows? I think we covered that well.
I did too. Yeah, I did too.
Big controversy there with Morgan Wallen. Yep. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.